214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet the Store and Milestone Helpline. Electric AC Plumbing and more.
All right.
214-520.
So that Kawhi trade is on hold?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Investigation underway.
All right, well, we're monitoring some stories today, so if anything big happens, we'll break in and just take over our run sheet. But for now, we need to do the helpline, and today I believe we're going to circle back to our impromptu handicap talk of the other day, right? How'd we get on that?
Well, we've been chronicling the trials and tribulations of the birthday boy, Rich Phillips.
That's right.
And yeah. His current predicament he finds himself in. He's back on the road, though.
I am.
But he is fraudulently using a handicap parking space sticker.
It's semantics, okay?
Oh, no.
He's like a World Cup player who is acting to get the better parking spot, not quite the penalty.
I don't think I'm acting, sir.
He's making a little more of it than it was, probably.
I don't think so whatsoever.
All right. Well, it's...
Torn quad tendon, sir.
Well, your admissions the other day, though, were that you're not always using the placard in the most upstanding sort of way. Like, didn't you suggest there have been times, not with the leg injury, but along the way. I'm trying to remember what the specifics were.
It was your mother-in-law's or something?
Well, that's why I have it.
Got it.
And my wife has one, too, because we have to drive her places, and that's
perfectly, right.
But, that's perfectly legal.
But is she always in the car when it's used would be the question.
For me, I would say about 99.9% of the time.
Okay, so if we're focusing on the other times,
okay,
where you just got to go get that carry-out meal real fast, and let's act like mom's in the car.
Well, this P1 is on your side, Rich. Somewhere. There we go.
Heard you guys talking today about the handicap situation. So, my son is handicapped in a wheelchair and has been for several years. Obviously, we have a parking placard and have to say, taking advantage of that plenty of times. But karma came back and bit me in the ass. Last June, I lost my leg.
Oh.
And so now I have to drive. It was my right leg. I have to drive with my left leg, which is no easy task. And now I have my own handicap spot, placard, but what a beating it is to go somewhere. Handicap people, no offense, and no offense to myself because I'm one now, don't know how to park. Just next time you go through a Walmart or Target or anywhere, look at how the cars are parked in the handicap spots. It's horrible. Horrible, I tell you. So you guys do great, and thanks for listening.
So
that's awful.
Are you
way.
Concerned about karma?
No, well, like that's why I tore my quad tendon.
Maybe. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Also, this caller said that he lost his right leg, and which is the same thing that happened to Monty. His truck is custom fit to where
the modify the pedals.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he drives with his left foot. I've had to get into his car to pull it away from a spot before.
Oh boy,
and I was
hard,
incredibly confused.
Yeah.
And it's the simplest thing. You're just changing from left to right, but your entire life is using your right foot.
Yeah.
And to immediately try to, I was very confused. I'm glad I didn't run over Monty.
Yeah. It would take a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah.
I think I rarely have used it. Okay.
All right.
Prior to now.
Okay.
But he's right about the way handicapped people park at the Walmart and the Target. Yes, he's right. They park terribly.
Just painting with a broad brush there.
Honestly, everybody has thoughts about different aspects of this particular space, and they're just worried to talk about it. They're afraid to say it out loud that there are way too many handicapped spots at your average store, and we've probably gone too far as a bureaucracy to make sure that each grocery store has like 24 handicap spots just in case everybody wants to shop at exactly the same time.
Yet my physical therapy place doesn't have enough.
That's fascinating.
There's like three, and one is across the lot. Now, it's not a big lot, but it's on the other side of the driveway. And many of the people that are coming to the physical therapy They at least have.
Probably need it.
They probably have. Some of them have the red one, which is the temporary one that you that technically I should have currently.
Yeah.
But rather than go through the paperwork hassle and sending my wife to the courthouse, we
just thought you'd use mother-in-law.
100%.
Because of the implication.
It's kind of awesome.
But yeah, the place that does need them, that I go to three times a week, doesn't have enough of them.
I mean, hand in the air, I am way more likely to want mother-in-law to go to games with us when she's staying here.
Oh, sure.
Because of the amazing parking. And if Norm's listening, some of our best trips to Dodger Stadium were when we could bring Norm along and just pull right up to the stadium. Like, you have a better spot than freaking Otani. Oh,
we're flying Tuesday, and I've already gone in on the app and requested wheelchair assistance at the airport.
Oh, you'll be one who they're standing there with the wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
I requested it just on one flight, and they put it on all the flights. So, yes, so they'll take me from the ticket counter, I think.
With a little blanket.
And we'll get right to the front in security, go right on through there, and then they'll take us right to the gate, and then I assume they'll take me right down to the plane, and then, when we land...
When they're wheeling, do you try to look a little sickly?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Just maybe cough a little.
Don't scroll your phone and just look real aloof.
The leg brace from hip to ankle kind of shows that I got issues going on.
I just think you're gaming the system.
I wish that was all I was doing.
What if when he gets to his destination, he just pops off the leg brace and puts it in his bag?
Starts running on the beach.
What I'm really hopeful of is when we land in Mexico, and they're supposed to have a... wheelchair there on the jet bridge, I assume, waiting
with
for me.
One of those blankets.
And I'm really I'm really hoping it gets us right to the front of the immigration line.
Oh.
Because I think it will.
Sir, brilliant. Please come right through.
I think that's what will happen.
That's delightful.